Hi, this is Kenny Kyler, County Commissioner, elected in District 2, Finksburg, Hampstead, Manchester. And I love the whole county. I love Carroll County. We're now almost 2 years, 3 months into this job. We've completed 2 budgets. And I do love Carroll County and need your input. Please call me, positive or negative, 443-986-1458. Or email me at kkyler@carrollcountymd.gov. Solar on ag. We settled it and we thought in Carroll County by changing our zoning, but now the Public Service Commission is evaluating 8 different projects in Carroll County. They've okayed one of them, I think Bear Branch, I think they call it, out towards the airport, and they're looking at more. We just had a hearing this week, and there's one coming up next week at Manchester Carnival Ground Auxiliary Building, and it's for the project at Cape Horn. We're updating the master plan. The last open house left to be scheduled where you can go walk in, talk to staff, see displays, and learn about it is Thursday, March 6th from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Eldersburg Library. There's information on the website about the master plan and about the open houses. It's great to go to it. There'll be probably a dozen staff members there. They can answer your questions about anything. The Energy Regulation Commission, FERC, oversees PJM, who controls 13 states of energy, and they're pushing the PSEG project of a transmission line cutting through Carroll County. It goes across 2 of my neighbors' property. And we can see it potentially from our house. We've requested to intervene, gotten some emails from them, some information. And of note, if you haven't looked, they've updated it now with access roads. Maybe a quarter of the access roads are within the easements, but 3/4 of them are outside the easements. They're taking over another 100 acres of Carroll County land for these access roads. So pay attention, intervene. We're fighting it. We need everybody to fight it. Budget process, where it seems like we're always working on the budget, constantly approving spending grants, changes within the budget. We've started talking about this year's budget coming up. My opinion, we haven't done a good budget either the last 2 years. We've slapped one-time money on it to make it balance, which is financially irresponsible and just makes it more complicated each year. Potentially, we'll start out with this year's budget because of that as about a $5.5 million negative, and it goes in the next maybe 4 years from now, it's almost $30 million negative. So we definitely got to work at it. This year probably is our most challenging budget yet. Between the state budget problems and things that they will hand down to us as costs, between the federal cuts that could affect Carroll County, between EMS that was planned and necessary and a good thing for Carroll County, but no one planned how to pay for it, and with CCPS going through Blueprint, which is a horrible state plan, Carroll County Public Schools is one of the best systems in the state, but they tie us to the Blueprint requirements the same as the worst system in the state, and it's just backwards. It's expensive, and it's almost negative to education in Carroll County. They've done their proposed budget. They had a superintendent's budget, then they voted on a budget, and then they asked for an extra $57 million, which wouldn't be doable if we agreed. It's crazy, but that's the effect that Blueprint's having on us. And we need to fight in Annapolis, particularly with the delegation and AIB just seem to not understand that Blueprint isn't worth the money it costs. Somehow we gotta push that. But even if we try to help them with some of the money they're requesting, it's gonna make our budget even tighter. But it'll be an interesting year. Ag preservation. We're past 80,000 acres now. We approved 3 of them yesterday, one in Manchester, one on Coon Club Road, Westminster, and one in Tawnytown. Our Ag Pres group keeps looking at properties and keeps moving on. We've budgeted money for Ag Pres, like the one in Manchester. And I can't remember if it was a 7, 8, or 9 lots, but by going into AgPres, he gave up the rights for that many lots. So it's definitely, for those of you that are anti-growth, it's definitely anti-growth and helps Carroll County. Other things going on right now, Veterans Advisory is going on, Carroll County Board of Trustees, the Ag Center Board. We do monthly meetings with the Health Department. On my personal side of life, wrestling season for high school is at the point of regions and states, and we got a lot of local kids involved. Unfortunately, I found out last night my grandson has probably a micro tear in a bicep, but he does have a tear, and he probably is done for this year. And that's part of life and part of the learning of life, but not something we're particularly happy about. Like I said, on Monday, we had a public hearing for solar at Pleasant Valley Fire Hall. Probably 20, 30 people came, probably 6 or 7 spoke, and it's a great presentation. If you have any of these near you or you feel that them coming into Carroll County affects ag or affects your tax money, try to attend them. The next one is Wednesday, March 5th at Manchester Auxiliary Building, and it's for the Cape Horn Road one. Pam Meister is our legislative liaison, and yesterday she gave us a real good legislative update. Today she's working on testimony in Annapolis, and she's done letters for probably 6 bills, and we've testified for 1 or 2. In the combination of working with Pam and Mako, we try to stay active in Annapolis and fight for Carroll County. Yesterday, we had a master plan open house at North Carroll Library from 1 to 7. Rhonda and I went, 2:30 to 5 maybe, and a lot of people walking through. It's while we were there, it was never crowded, but it was always somebody there. I think when they start at 1, that's probably the busiest time. Again, a lot of staff there, a lot of displays there, a lot of information there. Stop by and learn more about our master plan. Monday, February 17th, our delegation, Senator Wesk and Delegate Stanko from 42, and Senator Reedy and Delegate Rose, Delegate Thomason, and Delegate Boucher from District 5 hosted a night in Annapolis. Great crowd, great discussions. Particularly Delegate Stanko did a great job of describing blueprint. And unfortunately, the money, it's costing the county so much money to implement portions of it that one of the claims to fame when the Kerwin Commission was developing is that it would help educators with their pay. But it's actually going to, for the next couple years, if they keep enforcing it, it's probably going to cut teachers' pay. Blueprint only cares about the starting salary in the first couple years. They don't care if a 10-year teacher or a 15-year teacher doesn't get a raise, doesn't get a step. And as most of you who have worked in your life, that's just backwards. Veterans Advisory meeting, we had that. We had an Ag Center board meeting. They're always great. A lot of MAKO meetings and stuff going on there. Carroll Community College Board of Trustees meetings. We were presented on February 20th with an actuarial study on enhancements to the Carroll County Public Safety Pension Plan. Christy Bixler and the HR people did a very good presentation, and we'll see where we are with tight with money, but I think it's well received by both the police and the fire people, and she's found a plan that's probably affordable. It'll be interesting. We were also presented with concurrency management report and development allowances. And I personally think there's some things we can do to help growth. You hear naysayers say that we've had rampant growth. And essentially in the last 10 years, Carroll County's had very little growth, almost negative. And I think we need to do some things, and in particular in the concurrency management. One of the criteria we have is overcrowded schools. That went in when our school system was overcrowded. We were looking at building new schools quickly. Century got built, Man Valley got built, Winter's Mill got built, and it was a hectic time. Now we have extra capacity in the schools, and my feeling is that shouldn't be the commissioner's problem on the capacity in schools. CCPS, if they have to redistrict, if they have to add on to some buildings, I think they need to decide how to best educate the people. And redistricting, I think when you look at it from education side, you redistrict to improve academics or save money. To allow a development happening isn't and shouldn't be their criteria. Now, if a development happens and that makes Manchester Elementary too full, then you need to look at redistricting and what you're going to do about it. Commissioner Gordon and I visited Westminster Cemetery Board, and that historic cemetery, it is very interesting, and the history of it's interesting, and a lot of the things that goes on there is very interesting. It was great to meet with them, and I've been involved with Emmanuel Lutheran Church, and we have a fairly large cemetery. They are not cheap to run, and it's a lot of work. So I knew that, but it was interesting to hear it from them. The last thing I want to talk about on Thursday, February 20th, the very first item, we talked about Access Carroll and a respite program, and it involves a $5 million grant from the state that goes through Sinai, and therefore maybe half the beds there would be dedicated to patients from Sinai who need respite, who have surgery and probably don't belong in a hospital, can make more room for patients that need to be in a hospital, but they need to rehab, they need to get healthy, and this was a place for it. We turned it down. There was outcry from the city of Westminster, from the sheriff's department, from the state's attorney with concerns. My opinion, most of the concerns are unfounded. I think Baltimore Sun did an article today and they talked about homeless people and drug recovery, which has very little to do with this respite, but that seems to be the rumors driving it. And I know I aggravated some people in the meeting, but I used the term NIMBY. It just seems like all of us want recovery houses, we want respite, we want a hospital, we want a lot of things, but we don't want them next to us. And I just think that part of Westminster is a perfect location for it. We've been there for 20 years in our building at the distillery, and Access Carroll's done a great job. So, and I think that's why LifeBridge and Sinai look at that as a great location for this. Now, we'll see what LifeBridge ends up telling us, but if I were them, I'd look for other areas. I'd do it at Sinai, I'd do it outside of Carroll County, I'd do it in different parts of Carroll County, and I just hope they can salvage the $5 million grant and do something. If they come back to us and people get a change of heart on this location, that would be great, but I'm not sure I see that happening. Last thing I'll mention, our positive relationship with Annapolis. I talked about District 5 and 42 night down in Annapolis. Commissioner Rothstein and I try to go down every Wednesday, do testimony outside of that sometimes, go to other events down there. And it just seems like anytime we can have positive discussions with our delegation or other delegates and senators or the governor's staff, it's positive for us. So again, that's all for today. Kenny Kyler, elected in District 2, but I love Carroll County. Not just Finksburg, Hampstead, and Manchester, but all the county. 27 months on the job, completed 2 budgets. Need your input? Call me at 443-986-1458 or email me at kkyler@carrollcountymd.gov. Thanks for listening.